Over the years, I've been to a lot of great sporting events, but none of them quite measure up to the excitement of being in Harvard Stadium when the Crimson defeated Yale in the game in the fall of 2002. I went into the game as a neutral fan and left a huge Harvard fan, storming the field with the rest of the students in the stadium after the victory. I probably shouldn't have done that. My parents wouldn't have been too proud. On today's edition of Mondays with Miles, NCAA President Miles Brand and I will discuss crowd control at NCAA events and why it's so important. Dr. Brand, thank you for being here.
Well, good to be here, Josh.
So why is crowd control so important? Why shouldn't I have stormed the field with the rest of the Harvard faithful?
You know, it's perfectly understandable to storm the field. It's great excitement and exuberance, and particularly when the team you're rooting for wins, or if you're an alumni or a student in that school. I mean, it's perfectly understandable. But it's unsafe. That's the problem. It wasn't long ago that we had, I believe it was in Division II, a young man was killed in football when they stormed the field and the goalpost fell on him. I think the safety issue is critical. We have many students hurt each year, some seriously. That death was not unique. In terms of basketball, we've had a person suffocate underneath the pile and died. I mean, that's rather tragic. And so while I understand the exuberance, I think safety issues have to play a role here.
How do you stop it? Because, as you know, I worked in the athletic department at Boston College last year, and they had a big win over Syracuse toward the end of the season. And I saw the security get around the court as the game was coming to a close, and they formed a line around the court. And there was nothing in the world they could have done to stop the crowd from coming on the court. They tried everything.
You know, it's interesting. In professional sports, actually, they do stop that from occurring. And I think it's a matter of expectation more than anything else. I'm disappointed, frankly, in the way the media treats this topic. I've heard media reports that say, what's wrong with those students? They haven't stormed the court. I think we have to stop that kind of encouragement and expectation that you'll storm the court again, risk the health and well-being of some students. So we've got to change the expectations. I think it's okay to be exuberant. It's okay to cheer loudly. It's okay to party afterwards, as long as it's done safely.
So how do you change that expectation of the students and the fan to see the victory of a lifetime? How do you change them from storming the court?
Well, I think this is a question of leadership. I expect coaches, athletic directors, presidents of universities, student leaders, even members of the team, to make the point prior to the game that we certainly appreciate your support and we couldn't be happier how pleased you are when we win. But let's think of safety first. And so I think leadership has to play a role. And leadership comes at all levels and all sizes and shapes. So we need to have everyone who understands the safety factors get involved.
But it's not just safety for the people in the stands that are storming the field and the court, but safety for the student athletes as well, isn't it?
That's an excellent point. And most especially safety for the opposing teams. Sometimes in their exuberance, students will storm the court in basketball, for example, and will physically harm these players who may have other games to play and will be taken out of the action because of it. I know it's fun, but it's not fair. It's not fair for those who get hurt, certainly not fair for the families of those who lose a son or daughter as a result.
It's a bit of a sportsmanship issue, too.
It's a sportsmanship issue and it's a cultural issue. I think it's about sportsmanship, but it's also a cultural issue about what kind of behaviors we expect of each other and what we expect in terms of respect for each other in terms of their well-being. So be exuberant, enjoy the games, particularly with the Final Four coming up, but let's be careful about people's safety.
Is this something that has come about more recently because of certain events?
I think we're getting into the habit of doing it. Again, it's the expectation issue. And the media and others who want to see that exuberance played out, it makes for great television, and they never come back and show the cameras on someone who was kicked as a broken bone or a player who will miss a game because of this, or in the worst cases, when someone gets seriously ill, seriously injured, or even there's a demise of a student or two, they'll come back and then complain about it. I think we've seen some copycat activity here that frankly, I should like to see stopped.
Okay. Well, with the Final Four coming up, this is certainly an important discussion to be had.
It is, and you know, in the Final Four, we've been very good in terms of that kind of safety issue at our games. It, mostly there isn't one group of students from one school that are dominating the seats, and so it's not likely we're going to have that happen. So we've been pretty good about making sure it doesn't happen in our tournament games, and we will continue to do that. But the fact of the matter is it should be true all year long.
All right, well, thank you so much for helping bring some of these issues to light.
You bet.
Mondays with Miles can be found on the NCAA blog, the AA Zone, each and every Monday morning. If you'd like to subscribe, you can find our podcast on iTunes. Thanks for joining us.